This is episode number 2256 of the Who Cares News for Friday, July 22nd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's been about 3 years since Gwynny has done any acting. But does she miss that part of her life?
Wait.
Does she?
Wait. Any acting? I'm pretty sure she acts at home every day. You know, when Brad comes up, says, "Hi, honey, how's your day?" She probably puts on an act. Oh, you mean professional act? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Has it been that long? Wow. Yeah, I have barely missed
really
her.
I haven't paid attention. And so does she miss it? No, I don't, she said in a preview clip of her upcoming interview on the NBC News Sunday Today with Willie Geist.
No? Okay.
I really don't miss it at all.
Well, you know what?
She's busy making sure there's like sex toys in her catalog and things.
I saw something. I forget where it was. It was on TV. Maybe it was a YouTube or whatever. Mm-hmm. But Architectural Digest went to her house, and she gave them a tour of her house.
I think I remember that.
It was really cool.
Was it?
Yeah, I thought it was very cool. And I don't know how much stuff in her house came from Goop, but I thought it was tastefully appointed.
Maybe that's where she sourced. Maybe she sourced it all. And
I thought it was tastefully appointed. Her kitchen especially was very, very nice. Very, very
now,
nice.
Was this the same house that she lived with Chris Martin in?
Or I have no idea. I haven't a clue. Hmm. I don't know. It just popped in the back of my head when you said Goop. I said, oh, you know what? I saw something. I think it was on YouTube, maybe. I surf YouTube a lot.
So Goop has a nice kitchen. So we've established that.
She has a nice kitchen.
Okay.
Very nice.
Established.
She built it herself. If you listen to what she says.
Oh, gosh.
It's like she built it with her own two hands.
I'm sure designers and construction crew had money, had nothing to do with that.
No, of course not.
Goop last appeared in the Netflix series The Politician.
Hmm.
Created by her husband, Brad Falchuk.
Yeah, well.
And in Avengers Endgame in 2019.
Saw that. Yeah.
Now, over the years, you know, she's starred in several films, including, you know,
sure.
Iron Man movies,
yeah.
Emma, Talented Mr. Ripley, Great Expectations.
What, Shakespeare in Love?
Shakespeare in Love.
She won an Oscar for that. And then nothing. Bubkiss after that, by God.
But these days, like I said, she is all about her Goops.
Well, you know. If it's working for her.
I'm telling you, she's got to check out, make sure the sex toys are stocked. She's got to scent the vagina candles.
Oh, I don't know if she's
very
the one scenting
busy.
Them or not.
It says it smells like my vagina.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, she has to product test them. Does this smell?
Ooh.
Nope.
Ooh.
Nope. Yep.
Gross.
Okay.
Gross. Grossing me out, Mo.
I just grossed myself out.
Yeah, right?
She says, I really love what I do, and I love how immediate it is.
Immediate?
Uh-huh.
What, because she can just order it and it's there like the next day? Or
then because she makes money.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And how, you know, we're able to create product out of thin air that we believe in so much, like, that's so powerful.
Out of thin air. They can create product out of thin air. They don't create anything there. They outsource stuff.
Well,
I mean, they're big enough
they
that they
do.
Can have it custom made, but okay. So I guess that's what she means by thin air.
I mean, who knows? Maybe we're
Are we outsourced? We could be outsourced. Yes, we could. For a price.
Were you going to say, do we miss her?
I was going to say, do we miss her on TV? There's plenty of, if you need a Goop fix, there's stuff to watch.
Nope.
So, including her guest shots on James Corden. So,
I've never gotten warmed up to her.
I like her.
I know you do.
But that's just me.
I went on Goop once.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And that was it. That's all. Okay. Once and done.
Oh, looky.
Hmm.
Britney's clothes fell off again.
Oh, God.
Britney Spears took to
social. Would she just record a song already? And, I mean, that's
she's
plenty of
busy.
Attention.
She's honeymooning.
Busy
she's
getting
naked.
Naked.
She can't find her clothes.
You know what? She needs an OnlyFans account. She can get paid for that crap.
She could get paid.
Instead of giving it away for free on the Instagram.
Well, Britney Spears, she took to social media once again yesterday to share a series of nudies.
Oh my.
In her London hotel room.
Oh, she's in London.
She's getting the nakeds in London.
You know, I'm curious. Was she able to travel when she was under conservatorship?
That I do not know.
I'm curious. Does anybody know Britney Spears is going to London for the first time?
If she did. And yeah, she probably did travel, but she probably had to have certain people with her.
Oh, yeah. She probably had to have a nurse, somebody to take care of her meds.
Yep.
And an assistant that was being paid by Daddy.
I'll say a chaperone. I mean, spy. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
A spy. Daddy has been deposed. You know that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Yeah. The judge says, oh, no. You will sit for a deposition. Yeah, see? It's going to come out.
I think Daddy will lie.
I think, well, he's going to lie. Of course he's going to lie, but it's going to come out. She's got a good lawyer.
Oh,
I'm
going to
say she's got a good lawyer this time.
Yes.
So this is the difference for Britney. So now she can go and traipse around the world and show us her tatas. Good for you, Brit.
Her clothes fell off in America. Now her clothes fell off in
Hawaii, too. Don't forget.
In London.
They fell off in Hawaii.
They did fall off in
while
Hawaii.
While they were having another part of their honeymoon, and they were frolicking in the surf naked. Naked.
Of course.
Look, okay, so we're going to go back to the whole double standard thing. Skirts and pants and shirts, no shirts. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Not a big deal. Women, I'm all in favor of the topless woman skin thing. I'm good.
Are you now?
I'm fine
with that.
I'm so
surprised. But you know what? I would say the majority of women look better in a bra.
There is something sexy about a woman being in lingerie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yes, women are damn sexy naked, but they're really sexy when they're wearing a little nothing.
But let's say their boobs aren't quite perfect naked.
Are we going to have this conversation on the radio?
Then
are we having this conversation? I think Britney's boobs look fine for her.
Well, of
I
course mean, they know. Look fine. It's Britney Spears. And she actually showed off her backside. She grabbed her cheeks.
Well, okay, good
she
for us.
She used different emojis to keep the photos PG-ish.
Okay, all right. Fair
and
enough.
And some other ones, she was cupping her breasts and sultry poses on her plush bed. Nothing but a necklace and a smile and a turquoise leopard print thong, which she apparently purchased in Merrick, Mexico.
Wow.
Waking up in London with my Cabo thong, she captioned a second post where she also shared a snap of herself lying on her belly with her back tattoo on full display.
Tramp stamp. Tramp stamp.
Oh, Britney.
Yeah. Well, you know what? There's going to come a time nobody's going to want to see that. And it's coming sooner than later because she's, what, 40 now? So, you know. Let her have at it.
No, she looks just fine. It'll be a while.
Let her have at it. I mean, she's no Halle Berry. But she's okay. She's okay. All right, more news on Monday. Have a good weekend, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.